Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The third baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tookie Gilbert. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Daryl Spencer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jansen. Pitching for the New York Giants, Larry Jansen. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Greengrass. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Podbielen. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bud Podbielen. And now, play ball. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams juggles the ball. That's an error on Adams. Lockman moves to second. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lockman scores. There goes Dark trying to get to third. Marshall throws the ball into Adams, who tags Dark for the out. Two outs. It's 1-0, Giants. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Irvin moves to second. Tookie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Greengrass moves to second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Marshall reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. Greengrass scores. Kluszewski moves to third. It's 2-1, Reds. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is walked intentionally. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum strikes out. One out. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen bunts towards the mound. Pod Bielan fields it and throws to first for the out. Spencer moves to second. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spencer scores. It's Giants, 2, Reds, 2. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Bud Podbielan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Podbielan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Adams reaches second base with a double. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 2. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Irvin takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Irvin moves to third. Tookie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilbert hits a fly ball into left field. Green Grass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Irvin scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Giants. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Greengrass hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klusowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Klusowski moves to second. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Landreth hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Westrum fields it and throws to first for the out. Klusowski moves to third. Marshall moves to second. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan is walked intentionally. Bud Podbielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Podbielen is 0-for-1 in the game. Podbielen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Klusowski scores. There goes Marshall trying to get to home. Lockman throws the ball into Westrum, who tags Marshall, who's trying to score from second, for the out. McMillan moves to second. It's Giants, 3, Reds, 3. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 3. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-1 in the game. Westrum hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Giants. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 0-for-0 in the game. Jansen strikes out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lockman moves to second. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Podbielen juggles the ball. That's an error on Podbielen. Lockman moves to third. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Irvin is hit by the pitch. Thompson moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Thompson hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Bell chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Landreth fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Landreth. Lockman scores. Thompson scores. Irvin goes all the way around to score. Thompson moves to third. Three runs are unearned. It's 7-3, Giants. Clyde King now pitching. Tookie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gilbert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Reds 3. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Spencer hits a pop-up towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Westrum hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Green grass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jansen hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Greengrass strikes out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gilbert scoops it up and throws to first, with Jansen covering, for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gilbert scoops it up and throws to first, with Jansen covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Reds 3. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops it up and throws to first, with King covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Landreth hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Markey pinch hits for Clyde King. Bob Markey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McMillan moves to second. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McMillan scores. Hatton moves to second. It's 7-4, Giants. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Reds 4. The Giants will come to bat. Fred Baksoski now pitching. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Tookie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gilbert hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Ray Noble now catching. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Landreth hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Reds 4. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Greengrass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm bunts towards the mound. Baksoski fields it and throws to first for the out. Noble moves to second. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth fires to second and picks off Noble for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Borkowski pinch hits for Fred Baksoski. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski takes first base on ball 4. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gilbert scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilhelm covering, for the out. Borkowski moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Adams reaches second base with a double. Borkowski scores. It's 7-5, Giants. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Reds 5. The Giants will come to bat. Frank Smith now pitching. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-4 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-4 in the game. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Greengrass hits a fly ball into right field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Kluszewski hits a pop-up towards first. Gilbert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Marshall strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 7, and Cincinnati Reds, 5. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.